are reconvening from closed session. No action was taken in closed session. Please rise for the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Started with reports and communications. Superintendent Hefty?
Okay, I just have a few things to report. Our food service audit is coming to an end. The state came to Wheatland Elementary to observe the breakfast and lunch program. They came over here afterwards and told me that it was one of the best services they had seen in a long time. So great job, Jamie and staff over at Wheatland El for doing fantastic. We are gathering all of the requested paperwork and we'll send it in tomorrow, and then we have our exit meeting on the 23rd, which I expect will go well. Yuba County Educator of the Year celebration is next Thursday at 5:30. We have, if any of you would like to come, please let me know. We have tables reserved. We have the following employees being recognized at the Yuba County Educator of the Year. For Teacher of the Year, Evie Paul. For New Teacher of the Year, Blake Galker. And no, Angela did not nominate him. It was all me. And Classified Confidential Employee of the Year, Melissa Wyatt. Also some good news today, Eric Guerin, who's been out all year, returned to Bear River today and will be back in the classroom. We will be having the other teacher that was there with him for a while to make sure everything goes well and there's a smooth transition for the students. But we welcome him back to his social science position. Apparently, when you go through something like Eric went through, it takes quite a thing to get your driver's license back and all that kind of stuff. So we applaud him for doing all of that and coming back. Shows his dedication to the students. We are changing our financial software starting in July. The district staff has been working very hard to get this ready to go. Basically, what they're having to do right now is put everything in the new system at the same time as running the old system. So it's a ton of work. But we believe when we move over to Escape, which is what everybody else in the county uses, it should be a good change for the future. We are starting some projects to reduce power usage and ultimately save us some money. We will be starting by replacing all of the lighting throughout the district. They will be doing the work after school hours, so probably 3 o'clock to 10 o'clock or something like that. And they'll be starting, I think, at Lone Tree and moving through. And then we're also in the process of adding solar to Wheatland Elementary, which will be put on the playground, which in turn will create a shade structure for the students out there because it gets super hot on that playground. So that's likely to start in the summer, but you know, building codes and all of that, it takes a bit. We also would like to do HVAC, but because it's a couple $1 million project, we're looking for some grants or some help from PG&E or something to help offset that expense. So we're not doing HVAC at this point. We will have summer camp again this year. It will begin June 10th and end June 28th. June 19th is a holiday, so there'll be no summer camp. Also, ESY will be taking place this summer at all three of our sites. That is a 4-week, 20-day program and goes into July. And then we will be honoring our retirees at the May board meeting. So it'd be great to have this many people at the May board meeting. I know we won't, but we have seven retirees this year. And so some of them, not all of them, will be coming to the board meeting in May. And then on May 21st at 3:30 in this room, we'll be having a celebration kind of get-together for all of our retirees to come and bring their families and whatnot. So that's it for the update. I'm going to go over the enrollment at this time. At the time of the agenda, we had 1,334 students. That's 10 less than this time last year, but two more than last month. We have 94 students in the preschool program, which is 17 less than last year, but one more than last month. And again, remember, preschool is going to continue to decrease as TK age increases. So we're losing some of the students that were in our preschool program to the new TK program, which will be June 2nd this next year. So we have a total of 1,428 students in all groups, which is 27 less than we had last year this time and three more than last month. That's all I have.
Moving on to communication from the public for items not on the agenda. Communications from each person will be limited to 5 minutes. I thought I saw you back there.
Happy April, everybody. It is the month of the military child, and we're excited and thrilled. We hope that you'll be joining us on the 26th of April for our big event, the Day for Kids. And let me just tell you a little bit about military kids. You can see my shirt. One of our students actually designed this shirt. She designed it herself, and we'll all be wearing it for that beautiful day. It's Caitlin Sussman. Caitlin? She was so excited that she was so thrilled to do that, and I just want to honor her. She goes to Lone Tree, I believe. I believe she's a Lone Tree student. So we're thrilled for her. We're excited for her. To her, Month of the Military Child means, of course, the YouTubes, the cows, dandelions, and dandelion is our flower for the military child. And I'm just going to read you a little poem about dandelions, okay? Bear with me. Dandelions put rocks almost anywhere. Oh, sorry, not rocks, but roots. Dandelions put down roots almost anywhere, and it's almost impossible to destroy. It is impetuous, it is an incestuous plant, yet good-looking. It is a survivor in a broad range of climates. Think about that. Military children bloom everywhere the wind carries them. It could be overseas, it could be way down south or way up north. They are hardy and upright. Their roots are strong, cultivated deeply in the culture of the military. They are planted swiftly and surely. They're ready to fly in the breezes. And they take in any breeze that takes them to new adventures, new lands, new friends, and new schools. Military children are well-rounded, culturally aware, tolerant, and extremely resilient. They have learned from an early age that home is where their heart is. And that a good friend can be found in every corner of the world. They learn that to survive means to adapt. That the door that closes one chapter of their life opens a new and exciting adventure. Our kids are full of new friends and experiences. They're just like the dandelion. They'll plant wherever they are. Thank you very much. Thank you guys very much for celebrating the month of the military child. We're excited to also be there tomorrow for Buffalo Day at Lone Tree. So join us.
Thank you, Annette.
Thank you,
guys. Thank you, Annette.
Do we have any other communication from the public on items not on the agenda? Moving on to the consent agenda. Do we have any questions on the consent agenda? Can I get a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the consent agenda.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Moving on to action items. 5.1, appointment of the principal for Wheatland Elementary School.
Yes, so with your approval of the consent agenda, you've accepted the retirement of Mr. Town, right here.
Thank you, Mr. Town.
I know Peter's going to do a lot of traveling, but I doubt he's going to stay out of education for too long.
I'll make sure I get you my address for those magnets, so you know they keep on coming, okay?
So I'm bringing to the board the appointment of Ms. Sherry Guzman as the new principal of Wheatland Elementary. She has been in our district since August of 2013 and been a vice principal for us since July of 2016 to present. She has 8 years of administrative experience and a valid administrative credential. I think she has what it takes to continue moving that school in the right direction. Peter's done a lot of work there and with all of the teachers, and I think Sherry's gonna take that ball and keep running. She knows the community, and she knows the school, and she knows a lot of the teachers there, and I'm proud to bring forward her as the appointment for Wheatland Elementary, pending your approval.
Any questions from the board? Any comments? Okay, can I get a motion?
I make a motion that we approve the appointment of Sherry Guzman to principal of Wheatland Elementary.
And a second?
Second.
Can we get a roll call vote?
Crab, yes.
Zapata, yes.
Waltz, yes.
Steinman, yes.
Bogdanoff, yes. Motion carries. Moving on to 5.2, appointment of the vice principal for Bear River School.
So now that you've approved Sherry to leave Bear River as of June 30th, beginning July, we will need a new vice principal. So I'm bringing forward Mr. Justin Guzman, who is currently a teacher at Bear River. He has been in the district since August of 2000, has been both a teacher and an administrator throughout his career. He has 5.5 years of administrative experience and a valid administrative credential. He's been back in the classroom for quite a while now, continues to show his leadership at Bear River through Renaissance and many other things that he's involved in. And I fully support bringing Mr. Guzman on as the VP for Bear River School.
Any questions from the board? Any comments? Okay, can I get a motion?
I make a motion that we approve Justin Guzman as the VP of Bear River School.
Second?
I second.
Thank you. I would ask for a roll call vote again.
Crab, yes.
Zapata, yes.
Waltz, yes.
Steinman, yes.
Bogdanoff, yes. Motion passes. Information item only, first read, board policies, administrative regulations 6142.92 through 6146.5.
So let me just stop for a second and go back and congratulate the two of you for joining this administrative team. We have three strong principals that will be there for you, and I would love to believe that all these people are here for me, but I really think they're here for you, and so I think it deserves another round of applause. Okay, so first read of board policies. The way, for the audience, the way it works with board policies is we do not write board policies. Board policies are written by the California School Boards Association with their attorneys involved, and it is all based on Ed Code. There are some board policies that we agree with and some that we do not agree with. There's a few in this particular section that may be difficult for some people to swallow. It doesn't mean that that's what we're going to do. So let's talk about curriculum for a second. The social science curriculum currently has some items in it in the state of California that we may not all want to talk about to our kindergartners or first grade or second grade. We, as an administrative team and a board, chose not to adopt social studies last time based on what was in the social studies books, because what we found was districts were being sued. We did not want to be one of those districts that had to give money over to an attorney to fight for something that we knew we could just not do. The same thing is going to come forward in the next round of social science. We will be able to, A, choose if we want to adopt it or not. Irregardless of what the board policy says, we can choose whether we want to adopt it or not. Also, if we do adopt it, we can choose what sections of the book we want to teach and what sections of the book we may want to omit. So, with that being said, board policies are identical just about everywhere we go. I've looked at a couple of these that were somewhat controversial. They're the same policies they have at Wheatland High School. They're the same policies they have at Plumas Lake, at Yuba City Unified, and Marysville. I didn't go beyond that, but I'm sure that I could, because they're all written for school districts by the California School Boards Association with attorneys. So that's what this is about. It's your first read. If you have questions, reach out to me. I'm happy to answer those. It will come back at the next meeting for approval.
Are we just going to get notice when the curriculum that you choose to approve is going to come forward, and what limitations those are going to be? Just because I have a lot of friends and family in the Bay Area that have already approved the state curriculum, and I've looked over it and gotten some calls, and it's pretty awful. Some of it's pretty bad.
Okay, so the way the process works in most districts in our district is that we will pilot some of the I don't even know when social science comes up, but math is next year. So we have a while, but when it does come up, let's just use math for example. We will pilot the curriculum that's out there. The teachers and the administration at the site will choose their top picks. Then it will be brought here for parents to come in and look at the curriculum, see what it's all about, ask questions, and then finally it would go to the board for approval.
So it's going to go to the parents to look at to see what it is before?
It's open.
It's
a notification that it's open for review.
So we would have it here, and we would put out a notice saying, curriculum's available. If you want to come look at it, you can come spend your day reading through it.
Do you know how long that's going to be, like a month or two from now?
We're years down the road. Yeah.
Oh, so this isn't even going to affect until years down the road?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Questions for the board? Any comments on the information item? Moving on to 5.4, approval of the revised 2024-25 Wheatland School District Student Parent Handbook.
So, as I told you when we brought it the first time, it's going to come back a number of times with updates. What you have in your board agenda is the updated parent handbook. What is in yellow is what has been changed. Okay, mainly adding names, taking names away at the beginning. Since the audience doesn't have that, it basically, the beginning of the parent handbook, it has who the administrators are, who the nurse is, those always change. So we had to change those based on who we have now. There's some change in the data confirmation for returning students. There's some products some things that we don't do anymore. Those have been lined out, and assuming you approve it, then they will be taken out. We put in the handbook specific dates that teacher requests can be made, because we found in the past that we have some people that put in a teacher request for next year in January of this year. And for us to keep track of that, it's very difficult. And then we have people who come in a day before school starts and said, I wanted Mrs. Bogdanoff. Well, that doesn't work either. So in here it says that they have to complete the form or put it in writing between April 18th or the business day preceding through June 18th or the business day preceding annually. So that's your window to request a teacher. Outside of that window, we might be able to help you, but we can't guarantee anything because we've already made classes. And I don't know if you've been involved in making classes, but the teachers get together and they're putting their second grade students into third grade classes. They're not looking at who the teacher is. They're splitting their kids up by, how well they do in certain classes, what their behavior's like. Oh, this student can't be with this student, so we're going to put them here. So when we go to make changes based on parent requests, we have to be cognizant of the fact that we can't take this one and put them over here because they just said those two shouldn't be in the same classroom. And so it is a process. It's not simple. And then don't even get me started on middle school on how they get things going. So we need a window of time, and so we figure June 18th, that's when usually the secretary's last day. So we have all of those, and then the classes get built after that. Okay? So that's the change in here. And it's one of the things that the administrators want is the same dates for all sites. Because we had dates before, but Wheatland Elms were this window and Lone Tree's were this window. And so if you had a parent at Lone Tree and Bear River, the windows were different. And so this tries to align all of that. Then there's some changes on attendance, the attendance system. Again, parents often think that we're the bullies that put out letters. They are generated by the computer system if a child is out a certain number of days. We don't go in and go, Johnny, send a letter. The letters are printed to us and then they're sent. So this system shows how that works. Part of the food service audit is we had to update our non-discrimination statement about the USDA. And so that in yellow is the new statement that we're required to put in the parent handbook. And then some health items that our nurse said needs to be in there. So that's been added. And then I think thank you. So during COVID and right after COVID, when the state of California said, yeah, you can't bring your kid to school because he's sneezing, we took out the attendance portion of going through eighth grade promotion. We just said, okay, we can't hold you to a 90% attendance rate if we're telling you to go home for 10 days. And so now that's all over. We're putting back in the attendance rate. Our attendance since COVID has not been good. Students are out for various reasons, but we have a lot of students out every single day. And we know one thing, is they're not gonna learn unless they're in front with the teacher. So the attendance rate is important, and so we're putting that back in for a graduation or promotion ceremony requirement. And then let me move down, let's see. So behavior consequences, there's always a lot of discussion about this particular small paragraph in the large handbook. But we changed it to behavior consequences. We changed some of the wording to say a behavior referral may be written after a student has received previous warnings. A behavior referral or school suspension will be written directly if the action is harmful to themselves or others. We added in a behavior referral may be written at administrative discretion, and then we changed to say behavior incidences or referrals may escalate to further discipline. So it's trying to clarify how we actually do things and how things are done at the site, and so those are the changes in the behavior section, and that's it. So I can't tell you that this is the last time we'll bring you the handbook for another approval, but it needs to be approved at this point.
Any questions from the board?
No.
Any comments?
Just for clarification for the audience, this is for the 24-25 handbook. It's not for the current handbook.
I'm sure I don't need to go to the mic because I am loud enough for everybody to hear me.
Any other comments? Can I get a motion?
I make a motion to approve the revised handbook for the 24-25 Union School District year.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Any comments from the board?
I just want to thank everybody, all the staff and community members for being here tonight. We really appreciate the support, and to congratulate our new admin team, you know, at both sites, and congratulations. I'm sure you guys will do fantastic, and that's all I have to say.
I'd like to congratulate our Teachers of the Year awards, and I look forward to going to that dinner and supporting all of you. Thank you for doing what you do for us every day.
And also, Evie's not getting away. She is one of our retirees, but we have big plans for her to become a trainer for us in this district, so she's not going anywhere. She's melting into her chair right now, but
it is. Nobody will tell.
I would like to take a quick moment and introduce our Wheatland community to the Yuba County Superintendent of Schools, Mr. Rob Greger. Thank you for joining us.
So just as an aside, Ange can speak to this a little more, but Bear River and Yuba County Office of Ed went together to write a grant to help students in the garden area, and we just found out it was funded. Yes. This is basically taking, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's taking students from like Virginia School and those students who really struggle in life, and they bringing them over to Bear River to work in the garden and work with our students. So our students are going to learn just as much as the students from Virginia School. So it's a fantastic project, and we're really excited about it.
Yes. Awesome. Make you come. All right, if there's no further comments, I'd like to thank you all for coming, and the board will adjourn to closed session.